Listening Library presents The Land by Mildred D. Taylor. Read for you by Reuben Santiago Hudson. Part 1, Childhood. Mitchell. I loved my daddy. I loved my brothers too. But in the end, it was Mitchell Thomas and I who were most like brothers, with a bond that couldn't be broken. The two of us came into Mississippi together by way of East Texas, and that was when we were still boys, long after we had come to our understanding of each other. Seeing that we were a long way from our Georgia home, and both of us being strangers here in Mississippi, the two of us depended on each other and became as family. But it wasn't always that way. In the beginning, the two of us didn't get along at all. Fact of business, there was a time it seemed like to me Mitchell Thomas lived just to taunt me. There were other boys, too, who picked on me, but Mitchell was the worst. I recall one time in particular when I was about 9 or so, and I was reading beside a creek on my daddy's land, and Mitchell came up from behind me and just whopped me on the head. For no reason, just whopped me on the head. Of course, I jumped up mad. "What you do that for?" I cried. "Felt like it," he said. That's all. He felt like it. "You want to do something about it?" But I said nothing. Sure, I wanted to do something about it, all right, but I was no fool. Besides the fact, I was a small-built boy. Mitchell was a year and some months older than me, a big boy, too, stronger than most boys his age, and he could have broken me in two if he'd had the mind. Mitchell stared at me, and I stared at him. Then he turned.